Hey, it's Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com, and we're going to talk about releasing your bucket of hurt and how a very simple exercise to let go of the hurt, the long-standing hurt, the pain, the disappointment, the sadness. Yeah, I'll walk you through it. In case you're new to this program, I'm an intuitive and a coach. I help people do extraordinary things with all the gifts they've been given. If you are ready to take all of that magic that's inside of you, that you've always sensed was there, and maybe you've had moments of it being validated, but you're still just not sure, and you know you're here for a reason, I want to help you create the life that you know you're meant to be living. If you're ready for that, please consider my services, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. You can book a session with me, or we can work together for a period of time. Consider the Up-Level Intuitive Coaching Package, the Elevate Intuitive Coaching Package, or the Massive Result Intuitive Coaching Package, the one-year option. All right, let's talk about the bucket of hurt. For years, I have cried during family scenes, you know, and I've always been a fan of family dramas, family shows, and inevitably, I would cry, and you know, the creative in me is like, wow, that's good writing. They're bringing me to tears. But it wasn't a sad moment. It was usually the moments where there was deep connection and love and unconditional kindness between a family and in whatever form that family might be. It might be, you know, an actual family. It might be a team. It might be friendships. But the fastest way to bring me to tears is the exchange of that pure joy, pure love, pure care, concern. And so in that process, I was watching something recently, and it brought tears, and I felt, you know, and I said, what is this? You know, I've been going through this all my years, having these little moments where something will bring me to tears. And I realized that there was a bucket of hurt behind it. And so as I was meditating on it, I got the message to do a very simple ritual practice that I learned some time ago, and I shared in various forms, but it's really giving that hurt to heaven, knowing that it'll be rained down on you in blessings. And so whatever your hurt is, I would like you to see it in a container, sit quietly and just see yourself releasing it into a container. It can be a basket. It can be a huge shipping container. It can be a thimble. It can be any container that comes to mind, and see all the hurt inside of that container just going, leaving your cells. And you can ask your guide, your angels, God, to help extract that hurt from you. And in this process, you may feel compelled to forgive someone, but this isn't a forgiveness exercise. It's really just saying, I'm ready to take this hurt that really is a part of the human condition. We all have our forms of hurt, and I don't believe anybody has more hurt than anybody else. I know that's a bit controversial. I believe we are all given the same amount of hurt, and it looks differently, and it shows up in different ways and in different forms. But that hurt the message that was coming forward as I was tuning into my own hurt was that we're to use that hurt to fertilize all that is good within us so that we can do our part to leave the world a little bit better. And it doesn't mean you need to go out and do this big thing. It just means that your vibration, your beliefs, your thoughts, your words, your feelings, your actions, vibrate at a frequency that raises the planet into a state of goodness. And we can all do that in any way, form that feels inspiring to us. But making the decision to give that hurt over to heaven. And if you could just visualize giving it over to God, seeing it be lifted up and taken out of you and poured down as blessings, poured down as the motivation to do what you've been called to do, poured down as an open heart, an openness within you, so that you can be that person that you know that you are meant to be. And often we do act out of the hurt, and we make mistakes out of the hurt, and that's okay. So you might, in that moment, might need to forgive yourself. You were doing the best you can with what you know. But now you can give that hurt over to spirit, and it doesn't mean you won't have additional hurts, but you'll take time and do this exercise again where you give the hurt over to heaven and visualize, feel, know that that hurt is being transformed into the fuel where you can step into your God-given greatness. And you can do this any way you want. It doesn't need to take a long time. Just sit quietly. See the hurt being extracted from your cells, from your being, from your energy field, being lifted up to heaven and rained down as blessings. And be kind to yourself in this process. Be loving to yourself in this process. And know that you don't need to carry anything around that doesn't serve you well. Yeah, people behave badly. Things happen in our childhood that we have no control over. Situations show up in our life that create traumas and stress and worry and anxiety. And it's not your job to fix it for the world. It's just your job to give that hurt over to heaven and use it. Use that energy that rains down on you as a result of giving it over to heaven for your greater good and for the greater good of the planet. Yeah? Amen? Mm-hmm. I think it's time for an amen there. So deep breath. And know you don't have to carry it around anymore. And you don't even have to know what to do with those blessings. And you don't even have to know what to do to step into your greatness. You just have to be willing to be open to a life where you're not seeing through your hurt and your pain and your shame and your guilt and your feelings of not enoughness. That you could just be you in every moment of your life. And take a deep breath. And know that you are safe. God is with you. Spirit is with you. The angels are with you. Your guides are with you. You are safe. One more deep breath. And you are free. 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 Thank you. Thank you for joining me for this show. I pray this exercise is a benefit to you and it serves you well, and know that your own intuition will probably play with it and make it beautiful and wonderful for you. So thank you for listening, Again, if you're looking for a coach, I would love to support you. Information on my services, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. And I look forward to connecting with you again. Take care of yourself.